I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Ken Kemble, the president of Jakku Konbit. Jakku Konbit is a nonprofit organization here in Ottawa aiming to support and improve the lives of disadvantaged individuals and families of African and Caribbean descent through partnerships with all communities while providing a variety of services and programs. We talked about the upcoming Kwanzaa celebration and their virtual event.
So how has Jakku Konbit been dealing with the pandemic?
Okay, so we have been dealing with the pandemic like based upon the recommendation from the Ministry of Health. We have moved away from having in gathering of people. So some, a lot, many of our programs that we used to run, like drop-in for seniors, meeting of youth and mentees and mentors, monthly meetings. We have actually suspended those physical gatherings and moved most of our programs and services to an online platform. So the transition has been actually much better than I initially thought. It's been very positive, actually. So we have been running our online African history classes, which is well attended. We've been running a online classes, exercise classes for the seniors, and an information session for the seniors, which have been well attended, and the mentors and mentorship program that we've been running also have been attended well on the online. So how we have dealt with the pandemic is to continue our program and services by moving to an online platform.
Can you tell me more about the importance of, is it SIPPAT?
Oh, SETPAT. Okay, so this is part of the mentorship program.
Yeah.
SETPAT, the mentorship program is also kind of taking some of the lessons from the African history class. SETPAT is a term that has come from ancient Egypt, one of the classical African civilization. Ancient Egypt had many city-states, or what we would call today provinces. But in ancient Egypt, they were called SETPAT. And each of these provinces or city has different role to play that combine together to make up the great empire of ancient Egypt. Just like Canada has many provinces, but they all contribute to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
America has many states, all contribute to the United States. Well, in Egypt, you have many different set paths. So with the mentorship program, the set path, it means different field of endeavor that the youth want to get into. That'd be business, arts, mathematics, science. So we created these different avenues or ways where the young people can focus their energy and their time. So we have a mentor to guide them. So if a young person has expressed interest in graphic arts or social media, then we have a set path or a path support from someone from the community that can provide information and support for that youth. So that's what a set path means. It means a different pathway or avenue that young people want to pursue in terms of career or ambition.
Amazing. And can you tell me also more about the importance of the Let's Chat program that the seniors participate in?
Oh, that's a very, very important program because, as you know, with the COVID-19, it impacts greatly a lot of older seniors in the community, and in particular, the Black seniors. You know, in Ottawa, the Black community is only 7% of the population, but accounted for 37% of the infected rate with COVID. A lot of seniors, you know, of course, are afraid. They don't go out. They don't socialize. They stay at home. So they're not socializing with others as they would have done prior to the pandemic. So it was very important for us in Jakku Konbit to find some program, some way to engage the seniors, especially those that are isolated and lonely, to find a way to have them involved in some capacity with other seniors. So the Let's Chat program developed online exercise program. So twice a week there's an online classes, and once a week there's an information session, an opportunity where seniors can talk about issues that is important to them. So it's seniors supporting seniors. And the exercise classes, it's simple chair exercise. And the seniors, they love it. They really enjoy it. They look forward to participating in it. We also, addition to the exercise classes, we delivered once a week a cultural appropriate meal. So these are, most of the seniors are from the African Caribbean community. So the meals are meals that are prepared by African and Caribbean restaurant, and still deliver free of charge to their home. And so the seniors feel that they are still part of the community. They still have an opportunity to engage and to participate, to communicate, to talk to other seniors, to learn and to chat. So that's what the program is called, Let's Chat. You know, call me, let's chat. So we want to still continue that program, notwithstanding the pandemic. And so far, it's been going very, very well. We are hoping that even after the pandemic is over, that we can still continue to engage seniors online. One of the reasons that make this program online very successful to us well is that we were able to provide many of the seniors a tablet, you know, so they can log on, because some of the seniors are not used to using the internet. So it took us a while to provide that training. But it has been a wonderful experience, and it's been going on for the last 4 months. And we are very pleased with the outcome and the level of participation from the seniors.
So to give a little bit of context to the listeners, what is Kwanzaa?
Well, Kwanzaa is a very dynamic, non-religious, pan-African cultural celebration that focuses on supporting, celebrating African-Caribbean families, or what we call Black families. It's built around 7 days. The celebration itself goes from December 26th to January the 1st. So it falls directly during the time of the Christmas holiday season. So it's part of the, you could say, the holiday season festivity. So the celebration has, as I mentioned, 7 days from December 26th to January the 1st. And each day has a particular principle or value that is being taught. The whole focus of the celebration, again, is about celebrating family, community, and culture. So on the first day of Kwanzaa, the first principle is called Umoja. That's Kiswahili, but in English it means unity. And so the lesson and the information of the first day is talking about the importance of unity within your own family, unity within the extended family, and unity within the larger community in which we live, right? And ultimately, unity within the country in which you live. So it's talking about the value and the importance of having unity. And this is something that everyone can relate to, because if you look at sports or anything that you do in life, there has to be, if there's a team involved, there has to be a sense of camaraderie, a sense of working together. If you're playing sports, basketball, or soccer, you have many players, but each player plays one team, right? So it talks about the importance of unity within the African-Caribbean family and community. And the second day of the celebration is called Kujichagulia, which means self-determination. And the lesson here is about the importance of naming, understanding who you are, your history, and to be able to articulate and to narrate your own story. So the lessons or the information is that people of African descent must become the narrator of their own story and their own legacy. And not to do so, you have to know and understand where you come from, what are the contributions, what are the lessons that have happened in the past, so we can articulate very clearly, you know, what our vision, what our goals are. And then it goes on to the other 5 days. The third day is called Collective Work and Responsibility, or Ujima, and that's, again, cooperation. The fourth day is called Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics, about supporting business in your local community so that those local businesses can grow and can prosper, and in return they can also contribute back to the community. And the fifth is called Kumba, which is creativity. Always strive to develop and to produce the most articulate aspect of your culture, whatever you do, if you're a singer, if you're into social media or radio shows or whatever, you always try to produce the best that you can, that you can envision. And the sixth day is called Nia, which is purpose. Setting your goal, your ambition, you know, always strive to achieve the greatest you can think of, right? So it's setting high standard for yourself. And the last day of Kwanzaa, the seventh day, is called Imani, which means faith. And it just means believing in yourself, believing in your family, believing in the elders that came and have made significant and positive contribution, believing in the history believe in who we are as a people of African descent, and that we have a significant role and contribution to make to society and to the world. And so we have to believe in that. So these are the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and it's all hinges on the importance of family, community, and culture. And so in Jakukumbi, we have been supporting and promoting Kwanzaa because it ties in perfectly with the role, with all the programs that we do, all our activities, and all of our services. It's all hinges around creating a more stronger and a more vibrant community for everyone.
And if it weren't for the pandemic, how would you usually celebrate Kwanzaa?
So normally what would we do, and we've been doing that prior to the pandemic, is that we would have a big gathering. We usually rented a big hall. We had a big gathering, and we have local performers, sometimes outside of Ottawa, from Toronto, Montreal, that would come. We have African drummers, cultural dancers. We have a spoken word poet. We have singers. And then we have lots of African Caribbean food. So it's a big celebration at the end of the year where we bring together the African and Caribbean community together, and we kind of look back at what we have done as a community and look forward what we need to do in the next year coming up. And then we have a big celebration. So it's the message is there about Kwanzaa. We talk about the importance of working together, the importance of umoja, which is unity. We talk about the importance of imani, which is faith. We have a keynote speaker, and then we have fantastic meal, because part of the Kwanzaa celebration is a meal. But, you know, and so normally we have between 300 to 400 people that show up at the Kwanzaa celebration. This year it's going to be virtual because we're not allowed to gather physically. So it's going to be virtual, and we're hoping to a lot of people tune in online and see the celebration. Online it will basically be the same thing. We will have a couple of singers, a couple of cultural dancers, a spoken word poet. We have the message, a key message about what Kwanzaa is and the significance of that, and how we need to support each other during this pandemic, and how we can look forward to improving condition and situation for the African Caribbean community in 2021.
Were you met with any challenges due to the pandemic in order to organize the celebration? And if so, what were they?
The challenges is that this is the first time we were doing it, so it's still a big learning curve. You know, we don't really can't say exactly how it's going to turn out, but we are planning to really have make the best of the situation. The challenge is to make sure that the performers, we're going to have some that is going to be live, some going to be pre-recorded, and just try to combine the couple of people who are going to be live for the online celebration and the pre-recorded individual to make sure that everything blends smoothly. So it's different, but we're in different times. So the way life work is you have to be able to roll with the situation. And so we are taking it one day at a time and trying to make the best of the situation. I think we were able to kind of pivot in a very positive way to make in terms of moving our program to an online platform. So it was a learning curve, but it has been a very positive outcome in many ways that we are still able to connect and to use the technology that is available to us in a way that is very productive and constructive.
So I see that you have to sign up to join the online event. Have you been receiving a lot of people signing up? Has it been really successful, you think?
Well, I think it's kind of hard to say. I think we have maybe about 100 people have indicated that they're interested in attending the online, and, you know, it might even increase a lot more. So we feel confident that we're going to have a good number of people tune in. They can tune into the celebration through the Jakukumbi Facebook page. You just go on our Jakukumbi page, and it's going to be streamed live. And so people can see that way. And also we are trying to link it up to our YouTube page too as well. So we're expecting a good turnout. People will be able to see, you know, that the celebration is still going on during this pandemic. People who have heard of the word Kwanzaa, a lot of people say, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's all about. I've heard of it, I don't know what it's all about. What I would say is that we have a responsibility as individual to take on the role of investigate and exploring things for ourselves. with technology now, most people have a smartphone. All people have to do is to go on YouTube or Google Kwanzaa, and they can get all the information they need to know. So really, there's no excuse for not knowing what it's all about. It's been around for about 55 years, and it's still growing in popularity. And so anyone can explore. That's how I learned a lot about Kwanzaa. When I heard it, I thought, hey, this is a fantastic idea. I love the idea of having a celebration where Black people or people of African descent can come together and celebrate their family, celebrate a shared history and a shared experiences as people of African descent. And then I just did my homework. I just searched, and it was easy to find the information and learn about Kwanzaa, what it was all about, and say, hey, this is cool. I could do something like this in Ottawa. So the information that is in the palm of your hand through your cell phone or your laptop, you can find out more about it, and I would encourage people to investigate it for themselves.
On today's news story, I spoke with Ken Kemble, the president of Jakku Konbit. We talked about the upcoming Kwanzaa celebration. Join them this Sunday for their virtual event, which you can sign up for on jakkukonbit.com. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.